Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. One of the most iconic names in rock and roll, Chubby Checker is a living legend with more than 60 years as a recording artist and performing on stage and in film. In 1960, Chubby Checker recorded his famous hit, The Twist, which spent record-breaking time on the Billboard Top 100, and the following year in another chart run. In 2008, The Twist was named the biggest chart hit of all time by Billboard magazine and won the first Rock and Roll Grammy Award. In addition to The Twist, Checker has released dozens of hit songs, including The Hucklebuck, Pony Time, Let's Twist Again, and Limbo Rock. From the earliest days of rock and roll, he's as synonymous with Elvis, Chuck Berry, Benny King, Fats Domino, and hails from Philly, along with fellow music greats Frankie Avalon, Bobby Rydell, and the legendary Dick Clark, and his iconic American Bandstand. He's performing live in concert at Ron Onesti's historic Arcata Theater in St. Charles this Sunday, June 12th, where you can get tickets at arcatalive.com. And Mr. Checker does not do many interviews, but he said yes to our show right here on WGN Radio. Music legend Chubby Checker, welcome in, my friend.
How are you? It's just great being WGN. It goes back to when I was very young, WGN. It's just, it rings in my head, and so someone says they're having their 100th anniversary. They want to interview. I said, I'm ready.
That's great. Well, I was doing some research, and I really had a dig for this, but your first appearance in Chicago in concert was March 1961. It was at the Regal Theater in Bronzeville, you know, where others graced the stage like Nat King Cole and the Temptations and the Supremes. And you've been back to Chicago countless times over the decades. But you still love what you're doing for fans everywhere, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I enjoy this. But when I was 4 years old, I was born in South Carolina, and my mother took me to the Georgetown County Fair in Georgetown County, South Carolina. And who was on stage? Ernest Tubb.
Wow.
The Traveling Troubadour. And I was 4 years old. And I said, Mom, this is what I want to do. She said, you want to do that? And I said, yeah, Mom. I said, what he's doing, I want to do what he's doing.
That's great.
And at 4 years old, that's when I decided I want to do that. And by the time I was 17, I was on stage doing that dream that I saw. So this is all I ever wanted to do. I just wanted to do this.
That's fantastic. You know, I know you were born in South Carolina. You grew up in Philly, and Dick Clark, I think, was doing a local version of American Bandstand before it went national. And you were working at a place as a kid, as a teenager, at a place called Fresh Farm Poultry, and the owner was so impressed with your impressions and your singing and your talent. He set up a private recording session with Dick Clark himself.
Yes, he did, and I was going to do a Christmas card for Dick Clark, and I went into the studio, and it was all about Jingle Bells. Mm-hmm. And I did Fats Domino and Elvis and the Everly Brothers and a few other people. And I was working on my Fats Domino song, and this lady said, "Who is that, Chubby?" They said, "That's Chubby." He said, "Yes, Chubby, like Fats. And let's put Checker on that, like Domino." And she was Mrs. Dick Clark.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. I know a lot of performers back in the day, and you know this, you know, their names weren't their names. They were for records. They were for radio. Uh-huh. You wanted to make them exciting. Yeah. It was that dawn of rock and roll. But, you know, that name is as iconic as rock and roll itself.
She put the Checker on the Chubby, Chubby happened on 9th Street, but Tony Anastasi gave me the name Chubby after one of his kids. And then 7 years later, Mrs. Clark put Checker on the Chubby. Chubby became Chubby Checker.
We're talking to music legend Chubby Checker, and there's more after a look at your afternoon traffic. Day Player on 720 WGN, we're talking to a true music legend, Chubby Checker. You know, after this Dick Clark thing happened, you know, summer of 1960, here comes The Twist. Honestly, one of the biggest hits ever. When Billboard compiled its list of all-time Hot 100 top songs in the first 50 years of the charts, The Twist was number one. It was added to the National Recording Registry of the Library of Congress, and was inducted into the Recording Academy's Grammy Hall of Fame. I mean, it's legendary.
Just amazing how that's. But the song is just, it's just not the number one song. It was the number one song. What it did is it changed the dance floor.
Yeah.
That's what the Twist did.
Yeah.
You know, because that song, they have somebody wrote a song called Dancing by Myself, I think. And what it was, we're dancing by ourselves with someone else. That's what the Twist gave us. And that's the biggest thing on the dance floor. And it still is the biggest thing on the dance floor. People doing their own thing with a partner. That's what we put there, and it's still there. It hasn't left.
Well, and the song too. So some years ago, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame had it at a new category called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Singles. Of course, the Twist was inducted in the inaugural ceremony, and I'm going to ask this question. I don't want to light fires here, but why is Chubby Checker not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Whatever it is, it is. It doesn't matter. I mean, it really doesn't matter. It's whatever it is, it is. And you know, I'm enjoying the fame, and I'm enjoying the good things that the Twist has brought me. Thanks to Hank Ballard, he wrote the song, and we have enjoyed what we're doing out here, and it's probably the most imitated thing in the music industry because the dance floor. Excuse me, we put it there mm-hmm. with the Twist, mm-hmm. the Pony, the Fly, the Shake, the old Hucklebuck from 1949. And you know what they did, Dave? They slowed down the beat, and all those dances became the boogie.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what they do on the stage today. And Shelby brought it here. And I always say, what does a pony do? A pony hip hops.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
That's right. That's absolutely right. But here's the crazy thing, you know, that I always looked at with this song. Okay, there was a Twist. Let's Twist Again came, like, you know, the next year. And it was really a celebration of the original song. It became a big hit, Let's Twist Again. It received the 1962 Grammy Award for Best Rock and Roll Recording. And then the Twist re-entered the charts back to number one, and no other record before or since has accomplished that task.
By the way, you know, the Twist becoming the number one song twice because Zsa Zsa Gabor, and she was married to Conrad Hilton mm-hmm. at that time, mm-hmm. she went into the Peppermint Lounge and did the Twist, and Earl Wilson, the famous columnist, got a hold of it, and he got a picture of that fabulous animal doing the Twist. Woo! Of Zsa Zsa Gabor, and it made all the newspapers, and they re-released the song, and it became number one twice, thanks to Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Now you've got the success in music, and then here comes movies. So Twist Around the Clock, Don't Knock the Twist. All of a sudden, you're starring in movies. I mean, it just must have been surreal.
It's just I'm glad the movies were the way they are, because even today, when you see them, it's okay. I mean, the way it was, it's okay. Even see the movies today, you look at it, and it was just okay. It was a regular old movie, and it was not that much going on, but it was enough excitement because we at that time had something that was very original, dancing apart to the beat, an original thing in the music industry where people have a chance to express themselves on the dance floor, basically doing what they do,
yeah.
along with someone else doing something with what they do. The great thing about American Bandstand and Dick Clark, I mean, Dick never brought it to anybody's attention. I said, but Dick, when the Twist came on your show became a change show because of the Twist, because
yeah.
dancing changed on your show.
It did.
You became a bigger monster because of the Twist.
And he's always credited you for that, too. He's always credited you for that over the years. He has.
Wonderful. I just, you know, and it wasn't for Dick Clark, it wouldn't happen because he played that music and he put me on there. And I love the man for that and what he did. I was at the right place at the right time. And it seems like I'm always in the right place at the right time. And, you know, we're coming to Chicago. and we're going to blow it up and go home.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, before I let you go, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about playing in Vegas in the 70s and 80s. You played the lounges, more intimate, but then, of course, the main room. I mean, when your name's on a marquee in Vegas, it means something, doesn't it? Yeah.
There's nothing like being in Las Vegas. And I was there in the early days. The city has totally changed completely.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There's nothing like it was before. But it's still the excitement of Las Vegas, the excitement of the people there. And it's just I watch Sammy Davis and Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis and everybody else that was anybody in Las Vegas. And at that time, it didn't seem like it was such a big thing. But today, when you watch, you say, I don't believe I was really there. Like, I don't believe it. I was a teenager when rock and roll came around. Mm-hmm. In 1955, I was 14. Nobody had that privilege. Yeah. And the people that, when the British invasion came along, it was a British invasion. It was added to rock and roll.
Right.
But we were teenagers when rock and roll was born. We were there. It was such an amazing thing.
You know, it was revisited, and I love this, that, you know, I don't know if it was the 1990s, early 2000s, but there was an Oreos commercial that featured you, and you as a five-year-old telling the story about how the twist came about, and I think that was one of Nabisco's, like, biggest ad campaigns in their history.
It was, for Nabisco, I think it's the only commercial that they got an award for at that time.
Yeah.
And for the 18-week campaign that Nabisco had, with the Oreo cookie, they sold 45 million more products than they did the year before.
Amazing. Absolutely.
It was a big, big campaign. And I asked Nabisco, so now that I'm 80 years old, why can't I come on and eat some more chocolate? People, old people eat Oreo cookies, so why don't you bring the chub back on so we can chop it up again?
They should be sponsoring your concerts, for God's sake.
No, just let me chop up some of those cookies again because they're still good.
They are still good. Well, I will tell you, an absolute legend. You can see Chubby Checker performing live and in concert at Ron Onesti's historic Arcata Theater in St. Charles this Sunday, June 12th, and where you can get tickets at ArcataLive.com. Man, I am thrilled because I know you don't do this a lot. I am so thrilled you took the time for us, sir.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity and the Chicago area, always.
Thank you, sir. All right, music legend Chubby Checker. Top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next here on 720 WGN.